Under pressure from the state, Tesoro has agreed to sell one of its two fuel storage terminals at the Port of Anchorage to avoid having a monopoly over the gasoline market in Alaska's rail belt. Chief Assistant Attorney General Ed Sniffen says the state began investigating after Tesoro announced it planned to buy the Flint Hills tank farm at the Anchorage port. In addition to its Anchorage storage facilities, Tesoro also owns the state's only gasoline-producing refinery in Kenai. Sniffen says the state was concerned the purchase of more fuel storage capacity would allow Tesoro to shut out competition.
And our conclusion was it probably would. It would allow them to exercise some market power over the sale of gasoline that we were uncomfortable with.
The State Department of Law today released terms of the agreement, which is subject to a 60-day public comment period and the approval of a superior court judge. The agreement says Tesoro has a year to find a buyer, and if it can't, it must lease the terminal.
It's huge. I mean, I think it's really critical that they did it.
State Senator Bill Willikowski, an Anchorage Democrat, has been pressing the state to investigate Tesoro's dominance of Alaska's gasoline market.
We have the refiners right here. We have most of the oil comes right from Alaska. We've got the lowest gasoline taxes in the nation, yet we often have the highest gasoline prices in the nation. And so what this does is to say, look, we need some competition in the market, because that's really the problem.
Willikowski says the sale of one terminal would allow a competitor to bring in fuel from a lower 48 refinery. It would be a fraction of the market demand, but the senator says he thinks it's sufficient to keep Tesoro's prices in check. Tesoro declined an interview request, but said in an email the sale of the terminal will allow it to proceed with the Flint Hills purchase, which it describes as a great opportunity for Alaska and Tesoro.